Well, where might Ephraim be now? We have mentioned the isles north and west of Palestine, and now consider the matter of continuing throne. There is only one throne on earth that approaches all the requirements, and this is the throne of England. There are charts available whereby some seek to establish that Queen Elizabeth II is the 144th descendant from King David. It is certain that the English coronation service is based upon that found in Scripture for the kingdom of Israel. Even today, the sovereign, by virtue of his or her position, undertakes in the Corinth nation oath to the utmost of his power to maintain the laws of God and the true profession of the gospel. This relationship to the gospel in Britain can be traced back to the first century. Tertullian, A.D. 155 to 232, the extremities of Spain, the various parts of Gaul, and the regions of Britain have received the religion of Christ. Eusebius, in A.D. 260 to 340, the apostles passed beyond the ocean to the isles called the Britannic Isles. And Gildas, Christ, the true Son, afforded his light, the knowledge of his prospects to our island in the last year, as we know, of Tiberius Caesar. And Theodoret, the blessed Bishop of Cyrus. Paul, liberated from his captivity in Rome, preached the gospel to the Britons and others in the West, and also the Cimmeri, the Welsh, and others. There is no shortage of such confirmation. While this throne was in transit from Ireland, to Scotland, to England, there is a great abundance of recorded statements from those monarchs on that throne who spoke of their kingdom as being that of Israel. In British heraldry, the harp of David is never far away, nor is the lion of the tribe of Judah from which that monarchy springs. Well, where might Manasseh be? In seeking the identity of Manasseh in these last days, there are various beliefs. One, of course, is the USA. This is the option favored by the British Israelites, whose belief is primarily based on the 13th tribe. But there are others. Some believe that a people within Britain, and some believe they might be the people of Scotland. But I believe that it is the United States of America, and it is based on the 13th tribe. If you look at the president's seal, the seal of the nation, all of the formal seals of our country, there are 13 arrows, there are 13 olives, there are 13 olive branches, there are 13 leaves of olives. There are 13s everywhere, indicating that Manasseh is the 13th tribe. One thing we can never afford to deny are the prophecies starting with Moses concerning the children of Israel in the last days. Jesus makes it clear that we must understand these things in the book of Beginnings to understand what will be in the latter days. You must weigh the evidence from Scripture yourself and draw your own conclusions as to who Israel is today and whether or not the Israel of the Old Testament is the same Israel as the New Testament. This book will assist you to research into things that are about to be revealed. Ephraim will repent as prophecy records, but first they have to know their identity and place in destiny. Then they will be God's battle axe to bring peace upon earth. The deception which says the Jews are Israel has been described in this book as the master deception of Satan that deceives the whole world. From this vantage point, we can reconsider various doctrines, although only two of them are discussed in this book. We can now find out what the Apostle Paul means by one sure word of prophecy in a so-called Christian world that has many different sure words of prophecy. Jesus will yet sit upon the throne of David over Israel on earth when he returns to take his kingdom, and so shall all Israel be saved.